What was your first experience in America at a show, and what was your sort of like first kind of culture shock moment here?
So my first experience of like of touring, we started in Boston, and I was so excited because I had like one of my favorite chefs in the audience. That's like the joy of Twitter sometimes. Like Yotam Ottolenghi was in my audience because I reached out to him because I stalked him and knew he was in Boston. So I was very excited about that. Then on top of it, I got given roses from a gentleman at the front. Then I had like men voguing at the front like this. And I was just like, this is great. That was my first show. And then it kind of all climaxed by the time I got to like New York, and San Francisco was really special. Like, it was just like there was such a warmth and a real chance to interact with the crowd. And they're polite, but they're not too polite. Like, they're loud. And I've said it before, but like, I do a cover of a Bobby Caldwell song called What You Won't Do for Love. And I say, you know, my friends wonder what is wrong with me. That's one of the lines. And they'd be like, girl, what's wrong with you? And I'd be like, oh my God. And I didn't expect it. So then I started giggling, and I had to like kind of giggle my way through this this piece, because they just want to chat, and it's really nice and it makes me happy.
What's the biggest challenge that awaits you in sort of breaking the States, and how will you approach the States differently than you did the UK?
I think that, you know, there's always this question about how to break America. Like, I'm just doing what I do and playing the shows, and very lucky that people want to interview me, and there is this kind of warmth surrounding the release of the album. But I'm not going to do it any differently, really. I'm really proud of my band. I'm proud of how we perform. If it works, it works. If it doesn't, hey, I've always got Poland.